We did that? Bloopers, blunders, and the bizarre. The difference between fiction and reality is that fiction has to make sense. Tom Clancy. Our peculiar history. On a daily basis, I am amazed. I watch the news, read articles, scroll on my socials, and I observe. Sometimes I can't believe the crazy stuff I hear. I'm sure you do too. Did Florida man really assault someone with a fried chicken drumstick? Did the president really say that? Someone seriously set a world record for the stuffing of the most toothpicks in a beard? Over 2,000 toothpicks, by the way. Humans are as brilliant as they are barking mad. You can't keep up with us. I can't even keep up with myself sometimes, I admit. But don't judge. I'm pretty sure we've all been on both sides of the seriously fence. We all make our fair share of embarrassing decisions while at the same time laughing at others' misfortune. History is chock full of these moments and will continue to be, I'm pretty sure, until we are extinct. Which, if you watch the news, shouldn't be long now. Bloopity bloopers. Gatekeeper out fishing. Constantinople, now Istanbul, was prime real estate during the Middle Ages. Not only was it the gateway between Europe and Asia, but it was also beautiful, culturally rich, and sat on a busy harbor. It also came with a washer and dryer. Every empire wanted a piece of it, but with two rings of strong walls fortressing the city, it held off over 20 sieges and was unattainable. But then you know how it goes, you want what you can't have. And Sultan Mehmed II of the Ottoman Empire wanted Constantinople badly. So in 1453, he led a siege against the city without high hopes of succeeding. That was until one of his men discovered a gate had been left unlocked. The gate, called the Kirkeporta, allowed the invading army to flood through the city, surprising all those inside, and they conquered it with very little resistance.